On patrol, Longboat Key Police reports, week of May 29th, 2026, May 22nd, false paw alarm, 10 a.m., Officer Castro responded to Longboat Club Road regarding an animal complaint. The complainant called the police department to report a dog at Longboat Club Road tied up on the side of the residence and appearing to be in distress. Officer Castro made contact with the owner who was inside the residence. She advised that she put the dog out to go to the bathroom and tie him up because there is no fence. Officer Castro checked on the dog, who appeared happy and healthy and had water and food. Case clear. Going coconuts, 10:55 a.m. Sergeant Montfort and Captain Burke responded to Gulfside Road for a trespassing complaint. The complainant stated he owns the property and that every few months two men enter his property and steal coconuts. The complainant stated he has conspicuously posted no trespassing signs on his property and the subjects have disregarded his signage. Additionally, the complainant stated that he has contacted dispatch on several occasions after hours and was told that the matter would have to wait until the next day after the trespassers have left the area. Sergeant Montfort conducted a search of the records management system, which yielded negative results for any contacts of the complainant. Furthermore, SGT. Montfort contacted the Sarasota Sheriff's Office Communications Divisions and spoke to the dispatch supervisor. Sergeant Montfort was advised to call back when he obtained the complainant's phone number, and a historical search will be completed. Sergeant Montfort sent an email to the complainant requesting his phone number so they can discuss the situation. Case clear. The five-year itch, 3:44 p.m. Officer Troyer was dispatched to Jessmith Drive in reference to a suspicious person. The complainant reported a suspicious man knocking on her door the day prior. Upon arrival, Officer Troyer met with the complainant, who said a man approximately 6 feet 2 inches, wearing a teal shirt and dark-colored shorts, knocked on her front door. The complainant answered the front door and greeted the man, and he asked her if she had a room for rent. She told the man no, and even so, it would have to be for more than a month. The man told her he wanted to rent a room for 5 years. The complainant additionally told Officer Troyer that the man was driving a dark blue Mercedes, but she did not obtain any license plate information. The complainant also did not recognize or know the man. The complainant showed the officer the Ring camera footage of the incident which occurred and sent Officer Troyer the video on the phone. Officer Troyer uploaded the video footage to the case files of the report for documentation purposes if needed. Case clear. Ordeal on the canal, 8:36 p.m. Officer Miano and Officer Pascuma responded to Bayview Drive for a verbal dispute between two men. Officer Miano spoke on scene with a complainant who said he was on his back patio, adjacent to the canal, when an unknown man operating a red kayak came into the vicinity of his dock and became verbally disruptive with him and his wife. The complainant further stated the unknown man was yelling at him about how this town belongs to locals and to stop renting in the area, also stated he was waving his oar in the air in an aggressive manner. The complainant also related there was a woman aboard the kayak attempting to calm the man down. He also observed a boxer canine with them as well. They were observed departing the canal in an unknown direction. Officers searched the area surrounding the canal with negative results. Case clear. May 23rd, Making Waves, 12:20 p.m., Officer Castro responded to a disturbance call at Greer Island on the beach. Upon arrival, Officer Castro made contact with the complainants, who were involved in a verbal argument. The complainant said the man arrived at the beach on his boat at a high rate of speed while the complainant's children were playing in the water nearby. She confronted the man and told him to slow down, at which point a verbal argument began. The man recounted his version of events and said he approached the beach at a normal speed and did not see any children in the water. He further stated that the woman began yelling and insulting him, so he responded, and he attempted to calm her down during the exchange. The investigation revealed that the parties did not know each other and no physical altercation occurred. Officers conducted mediation for both parties, which resulted in resolving the issue. Both parties were separated without further incident. No crime was committed. Case clear. May 24th, Bathroom Vanity Blunder, 9:52 a.m. Officer Troyer was dispatched to Marbury Lane in reference to a theft changed to a suspicious incident. The complainant contacted the Sarasota County Dispatch Center, and he reported a theft. The complainant reported putting his wallet down on his kayak, and then his wallet was missing. the complainant believed a worker at his house was the suspect. Upon his arrival, Officer Troyer met with the complainant, who said he resolved the issue and found his wallet in his bathroom vanity. The complainant said there would not be any issues with the worker either. Case clear. A $100 soundtrack, 7:37 p.m. Officer Miano and Officer Piscuma were dispatched for noise complaint coming from the vicinity of Jewfish Key Waterway. Police went to Longboat Pass Bridge to investigate further. Officer Miano observed loud music, potentially originating from four possible vessels that were stationary on the Jewfish Key sandbar. Police went to Broadway and into the boat to investigate the noise complaint further. Once on scene, Officer Miano observed four watercraft stationary at the sandbar. Officer Miano further observed the watercraft farthest to right, playing extremely loud music and clearly violating Longboat Key's sound ordinance. The music was heard more than 50 feet from its place of origin. Officers located the owner of a water vessel, and she was advised that she was warned earlier in the day for the same issue and now was being issued a town ordinance violation. Officer Miano issued a Longboat Key town ordinance violation for sound regulation with a fine of $100. Case clear. May 25th. Mellow Yellow Water, 9:59 a.m. Officer Maple was dispatched to the 4,200 block of Gulf of Mexico Drive for a report of drinking water that was coming out yellow in color. Officer Maple contacted Public Works, and they recommended they flush the system. Officer Maple informed the Public Works employee that the complainant would like to be contacted by someone to assist. The employee was given the contact information, and he said he would reach out with recommendations. Officer Maple determined law enforcement was not needed on site. Case clear. May 27th, Lizard Needs a Miracle, 4:50 p.m. SGT. Montfort, while on patrol in Lyons Lane, was flagged down by a distressed woman reporting a Jesus lizard was stuck in some fencing. Sergeant Montfort pulled in front of her residence and exited his vehicle to see if he could assist. The woman stated that the lizard was stuck in a chicken wire-type fencing. Sergeant Montfort approached the fencing and observed the large lizard, who did not like the officer's presence. Sergeant Montfort attempted to dislodge the lizard and was unsuccessful. Sergeant Montfort then spoke with Officer Troyer, who was experienced in reptile handling, and summoned him to the scene. Officer Troyer donned his bite-proof gloves and was able to safely assist the lizard out of the fencing. The complainant thanked the officers. Case clear.